There was a little teddy bear standing upon a cliff, and he jumped off. And when he went through the air, a parachute popped out of his back, and he came sliding down through the air, softly coasting back and forth. And he rolled onto the rocks, and all of a sudden, 3 nickels fell out of his pocket. And the 3 nickels clung, and they clanged all the way down to the beach. And they landed into the soft, soft sand. The sand was still hot from the day, and there was a great big crab. He grabbed one of the nickels and he started to run off with it. And off to the left, there was a sand dollar, and it jumped on top of one of the nickels and was hiding it. And then the last nickel was left. And he grabbed this little teddy bear, just literally grabbed this nickel and held onto it with both of his hands. And there, standing right in front of him, was a small boy with a helmet. And the little boy had a clown nose on, a big red clown nose, and he wasn't quite sure why he was standing there, but he held his hand out. It was like he was saying, "Give me the nickel." But he wouldn't give him the nickel because it wasn't his. It fell out of the bear's pocket, and he wasn't about to give him the nickel. He wasn't going to be bullied by that boy. And sure enough, up in the air was a kite, and up in that kite sat a big sign, "Don't give him the nickel." And he read that as high as it was. He could still read it. And so he didn't. He didn't give him. He just jumped up and started running down the coastline. And as he ran down the coast, 3 rocks followed him. Just like the 3 nickels in his pocket. Well, 3 rocks followed him down. And you could just see him rolling right behind him. They wouldn't stop. The rocks actually followed him down the coastline. And as he was running, he saw a restaurant just up the way with the light blinking on and off. He thought, if I could only get to that restaurant, everything is going to be perfectly fine. But he couldn't quite make it because it was getting wetter and wetter. The tide was coming in. It was getting all splashing water all over the place. And then all of a sudden, boom, he got hit in the leg with a great big log, and the log knocked him onto the log, and he was hanging onto the log, and the rocks were still behind him, and the rocks jumped on the log too, and all of a sudden they started to sail out into the ocean. And he thought, I know this happens. They always say this happens. You hang onto the log and it just carries you right out into the middle of the ocean, and now how am I ever going to get out of here? How am I going to get off this thing? And it just went somersaulting up and down and around, and it rolled all the way out, miles out into the ocean, and he could see dolphins jumping up in the water coming down. Then he saw a great big swordfish jump up the water and land back into the water, big splashes. And then, without warning, all of a sudden, he felt like he was standing on something, standing on like an island, and he was being lifted up. And sure enough, it was a humpback whale. He was standing on top of the humpback whale. He couldn't believe it. And the little rocks were still hanging on tight behind him. And they were still on the log. And the log was on top of this humpback whale. And they were lifting up into the air, and all of a sudden down they went. Splash! Great big splash into the air. And the foam and all the water splash went high into the air. And then a helicopter came by. And it hung a great big ladder down, you know, one of those rope ladders, and hung it right on top of the little boy, or the little teddy bear. And the little teddy bear took the ladder, and he flung it away from him. And all of a sudden, the man up there in the helicopter looked down, and he got on one of those megaphones, and he said, teddy bear, grab the rope, grab the ladder, grab it now. And the teddy bear said, look up. He looked up and said, no, I can't grab it. I don't know who you are. You could be carrying me off into some other island that I don't know about. He said, we are the special patrol that comes and gets people. We are the Coast Guard. We are special. We are the Coast Guard. You must trust us so we can help you. But the little teddy bear, he didn't trust him. He jumped off the whale and dove into water all by himself. And the 3 little rocks followed him. Ploink, ploink, ploink. They followed right into the water. And he started to swim underwater, just like those people do, like when they're floating underwater. It's like they're flying almost. And then, you know, a lot of they got those big paddle feet, and they go through like little scuba divers. Well, that's what the little teddy bear was doing. He's going deeper and deeper and deeper down into the water. And then the swordfish came swimming right beside him. He went like this to him. He winked at him. He said, "Let's go a little deeper." So they started to go deeper and deeper and deeper down into the water. Deeper and deeper, it's getting darker and darker. It was getting so dark you could actually hardly see. But they were getting so low, so deep into the water, the pressure was getting really hard on his ears. And the little teddy bear said, "Oh, this is getting to be too much, I gotta get out of here." Then pop, 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 pop. Pop, 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 little lightning bursts started happening around him. He couldn't understand what they were. Pop, 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 little bursts of light all around him, like flash bulbs or something. Pop, 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 it was happening again and again. And he'd go a little higher now. He said, "This is getting to be a little bit too deep for me. I gotta go a little higher." So as he started to go up higher, he saw these little things swirling like they thought they were worms, but as he got up closer, they're actually like snakes. And they were like sea snakes or something. And the little lightning things were happening all down below him. He thought, "Whew, am I glad I'm out of that region. I'm glad I'm out of that area." And so the little teddy bear started to float to the top now. He was so tired, and the rocks were following right behind. Right behind him, and he was making his way to the top of the water. And as soon as he popped his head above the water and looked around, everything was as calm as could be. It was almost evening time, and the sunset was just about to occur. And the little teddy bear just started floating. You know, teddy bears float real easy. And he was just floating, floating on top of the water. And the sky was starting to turn orange. The sky was starting to turn pink, and this dark sky was starting to turn purple, and it was becoming sunset, and he was being washed along in the small waves, and all of a sudden, without even warning, he ended up being washed up on shore. He was washed up on shore, and as soon as he got washed up on shore, he looked out back out to the sun, and it was just going down. And the clouds were beautiful purple and pink and orange and yellow and some streaks of white. It was the most beautiful thing that he's ever seen. Absolutely beautiful. It was a sunset like no other sunset he's ever seen before. And the little teddy bear grew a smile on his face. He grew a smile from ear to ear, and it stuck. It stayed just like that as he looked at the sun. And he stayed like that. And he was so happy and content. And then he rolled over to a small little dry spot in the sand and dried off. And he shook himself real fast, like dogs do, you know, like the way dogs do. And he shook himself real fast to get all the water off and all the sand off. And now he was as fluffy as could be. And he was so fluffy that he was hoping that some little kid would come along and pick him up and take him home to a nice home where he could lay on somebody's bed and watch him eat cookies and milk and watch cartoons and special movies. And he could lay up there right by the pillow. Lay up there with the little child that he was wanting to go home with and be as happy as ever. And that little kid could hug him and kiss him and hold him, squeeze him and play with him and talk to him. Everything that he wanted, he would have happen if only a little kid would find him on the beach. That's what he was hoping for. He got himself all cleaned up. Now he was just waiting. He was just waiting for somebody to find him on the beach. And far in the distance, he could see one tall person and two small people. And he knew the two small people were children, were kids, and they would love to take him home. He just knew it. And he waited. And they got bigger, meaning they were getting closer. And the sunset was still going down. And now the sky was starting to change color, getting more to a grayish purple and a grayish pink and a dimmer yellow. And the people started walking closer to him, the tall person and the two short people. And it was getting darker. And the closer they got, the darker it got. Pretty soon he could see stars in the sky starting to appear. And the sun was going even farther down. And soon the sun now was actually gone from the horizon as he saw the people coming closer. But it was getting darker now, and they were getting harder to see. And the stars appeared more and more. More stars appeared. And they were getting even closer, but they were getting harder to see. And now night had fallen. And now it was totally dark night, and the waves were rushing into shore. And he couldn't see the people anymore. He thought that they got to be coming closer. But the people weren't coming closer. They must have went home because it was getting too dark. They must have went home because it was getting too dark. And he laid there. He thought by morning he would be ready to be picked up. By morning he'll be ready to be picked up. And he laid there. And he stared high into the sky. And he could see all the beautiful twinkling stars and some falling stars and some beautiful little flashes of light and the beautiful stars. And he slowly fell asleep, laying on the beach, waiting for morning and to be picked up by one of the kids that he hoped would pick him up. Morning would be here soon, and he'd be ready. He was all cleaned up and ready to be picked up. Morning would be here soon, and he would be ready to be picked up. Ready to be picked up in the morning. Morning would be here soon. He'd be here very soon. Morning would be here very, very soon. Morning would be here very, very soon.